Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to step out of the fog of confusion and into a deeper connection with spirit? Karen Hager is ready to light up your day with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keeps the atmosphere positive and generous. Now here's the host of Out of the Fog, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. And I'm glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy, and that means that no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you are here for a reason. And I hope that something that you hear in the next hour lights you up and helps you move forward. So do you believe that our thoughts create our reality? My guest on today's show is author Pam Grout, and she says they do, and that we can prove it for ourselves. We'll be talking about her new book, E-Squared, and how we can, in each moment, work with the energy that's flowing through us to create change and opportunity in our lives. And I'll introduce you to Pam in just a moment. But first, would you please head over to KarenHager.com and just click on everything? That's a great place to find out what's coming up next on this show. You can grab a free audio meditation, get the skinny on the latest classes and events, and you can even connect with me for a private intuitive session with me if you're so inclined. Now, that isn't free. I said free audio meditation. The intuitive sessions are not free, and yet I believe that connecting intuitively can be of tremendous value. And that is really the heart of my work, is connecting with people who are in transition to help them move forward with greater light, greater clarity. Anyway, all the details are at KarenHager.com. And now, Pam Grout is the author of 16 books, 3 plays, a television series, and 2 iPhone apps. She writes for People Magazine, CNNGo.com, The Huffington Post, and her travel blog, GeorgeClooneySleptHere.com. Her new book is E-Squared, 9 do-it-yourself experiments that prove your thoughts create your reality. You can find out more about Pam and her out-of-the-box take on life on her website, PamGrout.com. Pam, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much. Now, I have been enjoying the book tremendously. What is it that inspired you to write this?
Well, I've used these principles, and I've been aware of these principles, things that a lot of people don't know, the fact that there's this really positive energy that wants to propel us forward, that wants us to grow, expand. And this is out there available for everyone, and I have used this energy force to create this amazing life. I mean, I travel all over the world. I've written 16 books. I have a really cool life. And I thought, this is something that other people need to know. And I think some of these principles have been out there for a while, like in The Secret, for example, and even in some of the New Thought churches for a long time. But I think what happens, it's more of a theory for people. And so I wanted to craft these experiments that would actually demonstrate for people that this stuff works, because I think it's imperative that we start using these principles. We need to realize the power that we have within ourselves, and we need to change the dominant paradigm of lack and limitation, which is only there because we believe it's there. And so I think it's so important for us to really shift the paradigm that we're living in. And so I thought, this is a way to prove to people, A, that this stuff works, and B, to get them using it to actually, create a better life for themselves and for everybody on the planet.
I really agree with you, because it's not just about us feeling better or doing better or succeeding and having abundance, but I really do believe that the good people can take over the world, that when we all are shifting our vibration, it affects everything.
It does. Like, I mean, I think a lot of people look to politicians or to churches or to various institutions to shift things because, you know, it's apparent there's, you know, Houston, we have a problem here. But I think how it's going to happen and how we're going to shift kind of the energy that's going on is through the individual hearts and minds of people all over the planet that are going to come together and, you know, in their consciousness make these big changes. Because, in fact, a lot of the ways we've looked to in the past to change things really aren't working anymore, and that's becoming very apparent. So it really is time for a huge shift, and that's really happening. And any little part I can play, I mean, again, I believe we're all connected. So, you know, I want to do my part to make that shift happen to where we really get it, that the world is abundant and unlimited and that there's enough for everybody and, you know, that joy is our birthright and that's the way it's supposed to be. And I think we've just gotten off track a little bit. And my goal is to get people to realize that and to take this innate power that they have to really create not only a great life for themselves, but really so that everybody on the planet, you know, has food and shelter and everything that we all deserve and need.
Yes. Yes. And you say that there's this, what you call the field of potentiality, this energy that's always available for us to use. And I heard you say just a minute ago that it wants to move us in a positive direction. It wants good things for us. Can you say more about that? I don't know if everyone experiences it that way, because sometimes people experience being held back and then they blame it on this energy.
Right. And that's so patently false. I mean, everything that happens to us happens to propel our growth. I mean, that's what I believe. I believe it's constantly happening. Some of us choose to grow through pain and suffering, but that's totally unnecessary. But the truth of it is, when you really look at reality, there is this amazing intelligent force that really does have our back at all times. And that's what I want people to know, to surrender their ideas that they are a victim and that things don't work and all that, you know, all that, that there's not enough, that, you know, things don't work out for them. As long as you have those beliefs, you're going to pull that out of this energy field. But if you can let go of all that old conditioning, that what I call old school conditioning, and truly look at the world for what it really is, they will realize how beneficent, how much largesse is available in the world and how much it is trying to pour that out into each one of our lives. But because we're, you know, we've erected all these blocks, it just isn't apparent to us. But this is such an important thing to get, how, again, beneficent and loving and amazing the world is, and how much, you know, we have created the opposite in our erroneous thinking.
Hmm. And I was really interested to read what you wrote about how our perception of God plays into the idea that we have about that energy, whether it is beneficent or not, whether or not we're maybe being punished. In your book, you talk about this as the dude abides principle. I love that. It's groovy, man. The dude abides. Can you talk a little about that, our perception of God, and how that may be one of the things that keeps those blocks in place?
Well, you are so exactly right on. Because this beneficent force that's out there has often been called God, you know, through some of the institutions of churches, and that is a good name for it, and I personally do believe in God. I call it all kinds of different things, but because it's often associated with, you know, the human churches that sometimes have gotten a little bit mixed up and, oh, we need to punish people, that there's all these rules, and so I think a lot of people avoid this force of all good, because they have it hooked up. It's like our frameworks are messed up. Again, our paradigms are messed up. We have this framework that this good force also wants to punish us, or this good force is also watching everything that we're doing, that this good force, you know, expects us to perform at certain levels and then we'll get the goodies. And that's so not true. And so we've done a huge disservice to this force. I mean, this is what I like to think of the force. It's more like electricity. You know, when you go to plug in your toaster, you don't think, oh, have I been good enough to, you know, plug in my toaster? You don't sit over your Mr. Coffee machine and go, oh, please, God, give me coffee. I mean, this is all natural, normal stuff. It's always available to us. But because we have tied it up with this other framework, you know, through some of the religious organizations, I think people are afraid of it and they're not using it.
Hmm. I think you're absolutely right. And as we, when we come back from this break, Pam, I'd love to talk to you about how we can begin to tap into this force. You've got some wonderful practical things we can do like right now to start to tap into that. So you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Pam Grout, and her new book is E-Squared, 9 Do-It-Yourself Experiments That Prove Your Thoughts Create Your Reality. You can find out more about Pam and her work at pamgrout.com. And we'll be right back after this.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest on today's show is Pam Grout. Her new book is E-Squared, 9 Do-It-Yourself Experiments That Prove Your Thoughts Create Your Reality. And Pam, before the break, we were talking a little bit about how our ideas of God and our ideas about kind of what divine power, divine energy is, can block us from tapping into the very thing that we most want. And I'm wondering, the first experiment in your book is the dude abides principle, that experiment. And I'm wondering if you want to share that with the listeners and say a little bit about how this can open the door to them to maybe dabble a little bit in this field of potentiality.
Okay. Yeah, I set up each of the 9 principles. And again, these are the bedrock principles that I think everybody needs to get. You know, if they really understand these principles, their whole life will shift to a whole different level. But the very first one, and this is probably the foundational one, is that the universe is looking out for them. The universe is good. And I call it the dude abides. And that's a takeoff on the Big Lebowski. I don't know if you ever saw that movie, but you know, Jeff Bridges was always talking about the dude abides. And so that's why I called it that. Each one of the experiments has kind of a fun little thing. I really wanted these to be fun because anything that's going to be sustainable, my hope is that people will continue to use these again and again. It has to be fun. So I've made each of these experiments really fun, really easy, and, you know, with really potentially powerful results. But what you do on this one is you literally set a time frame. You give it 48 hours, and you say, okay, dude, or God, or field of potentiality, you know, it doesn't matter what you call it. Some people call it, I don't know, they're chi. There's all different names for this energy that's constantly creating growth and expansion. But anyway, you say, okay, force, I have been told by this crazy Pam Grout girl that you have my back and that you want good things for me. This is the thesis. This is the hypothesis that I am going to test. So I'm giving you 48 hours to make your presence known. And furthermore, within those 48 hours, I would like you to give me a blessing. And I want this to be an unmistakable sign so I cannot miss it. And you've got 48 hours and go. You know, like say if you want to start it right now. I mean, any of your listeners may want to start right now. And then, you know, 48 hours later, see, you know, what kind of blessing shows up for them. And some people question, they say, well, why do we want to set deadlines for God? But the reason we do this is to jar us into paying attention. Because the truth is, blessings and miracles are happening all around us. But because we're focused in on problem mode or that old school conditioning, that paradigm of lack and limitation, we don't even notice the blessings. So what you're doing for 48 hours basically is opening your mind, being willing to suspend your belief that, oh, nothing works out for me, that kind of thing, but to really believe that there is this force and you want it to make its presence known. So it's really simple. You give it 48 hours and then you just see what happens.
Now, as you've connected with people who have done this experiment, what kind of things do people experience when they do this?
Oh, you know, one of the things I've said many times is that even if I didn't believe in this before I wrote the book, and of course I do, that's why I wrote the book, there is no way I could with a straight face say this doesn't work because I have heard so many amazing stories from people. Everything to this one woman, you know, getting $100,000 to a woman communicating with her dead aunt. I mean, just the most amazing stories. And once people let go of this commitment they have to pain and struggle, and that is the only reason they're seeing, you know, negative things, is because they've got this commitment to pain and struggle, this commitment that the world is limited and they have to work hard and that life doesn't work. And as long as you have that commitment, you will get that in your life. But once you give up that commitment to pain and struggle and you really do open to this possibility that life is meant to work and life is loving and blessing and that's what we're supposed to see, then that is what's going to show up. So the stories I hear, I mean, every day, I mean, I said one time it was like these jumbo jets of joy are constantly landing in my inbox. I mean, I'm just constantly getting these amazing stories that are really a lot of fun. In fact, I'm collecting some of these stories, and I'm working on E-Cubed now, which is the follow-up book to this, and I'm going to be telling some of these stories in the next book. And I also occasionally on my blog will, you know, report a story or something from people, you know, that send in something that happened to them. But, I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, just all the stories that I've heard.
And it's a great idea to collect them because I think it helps my own, this is just my very personal experience. I read this, and of course I talk about and teach and connect with this on a daily basis, but when I got to the part in your book, you've got lab sheets in there for people to fill out, right? Let's make it official. You fill out the form. And I got to the lab sheet in the book for this experiment, and I thought, I'm a little afraid to fill this out. And then I had to think, is it because I'm worried about my own power to tap into this, or is it because I'm worried that nothing will happen? And I'm not sure what the answer to that is. Have you connected with people who are a little nervous about even trying?
Well, I think that's kind of normal. I think part of the reason we've dampened ourselves down is because we are afraid of the power that we have. So I think that definitely does happen. I do think people, you know, that ego will always say, oh, well, that can't work. And so we've also got that working. I mean, there's all these different forces. I mean, what we want to do is get the energy that, you know, flows through us that we're a part of going in this laser-like formation. You know, when all the waves are going the exact same way and it's just boom, laser. But what happens is we've got all these different energy forces competing with each other. And fear, you know, there's a lot of fear in our culture that believes in lack and limitation. So, I mean, my hope is that during these 48 hours, people can let go of all that dissension and all those different things that are creating this sort of, as I think I say in the book, you know, it sounds like a, you know, it's like all this static, like a garage full of junior high trumpet players, you know, all this different static going on. Because the truth is, once you get it really clear and you really get it, that it's all good, it's meant to be good, and that everything's happening for your best interest, then, you know, everything can happen really quickly and easily for you. Mm-hmm. So as far as dealing with those, I mean, I always say focus on the end result and just don't give any airtime to those negative beliefs, that fear. And, you know, it's like a radio station. You tune into that particular station, and we always have the choice. I mean, we can tune into the station of fear and pain if we want to, or we can tune into the station of love and joy. And it's always our job to keep tuning into that station of love and joy and to keep focusing on that. And, you know, it's work. I mean, it's play because it's so happy, but, I mean, you have to have kind of a disciplined mind. It's like training, because our minds are so used to just being la-da-da-da-da, and we believe everything that kind of floats through our mind, you know, the news media and that kind of thing. So it really does take a little bit of discipline to say, you know what, I am going to believe in the goodness of the universe no matter what. And it may not look like that right now, but I'm going to believe it anyway, and I'm going to continue to hold fast to that idea. And as you become more and more committed to that, then more and more miracles happen. I mean, miracles are so normal and natural, but because we've taught ourselves this unnatural way of thinking, we don't always see them.
Mm. Well, and that ties into the kind of that next linked idea, which is that what we look for, we find. What we focus on, we see.
Right, and that's experiment number two, which I call the Volkswagen Jetta experiment. And I have had so much fun listening to the stories about that one. You know, I suggested to people, look for yellow butterflies or look for a particular kind of car or something like that. So some people took it very seriously, and some of the yellow butterfly stories have been really amusing. This one girl was, in the desert in California, and she and her partner were, you know, driving along thinking, how are we going to see any butterflies in the desert? So anyway, her partner has to go to the bathroom, comes back and thought, you know, I shouldn't just use the bathroom, so buys a piece of pie. They come out, they open the pie, and on the top of the pie, you know, out of dough is this little yellow butterfly that, you know, they had made as a decoration. This one doctor goes into, you know, in the middle of winter and walks into the, you know, the operating room or the patient room, whatever, and there's a woman on her lapel, she has a yellow butterfly. So, you know, it's only our belief that these things can't happen that makes them not happen. But the other thing that's really fun with this experiment, a lot of people said, oh, I don't want to do butterflies and cars, so they've chosen other things. So, like the other day, I was on a call with some people, and they decided they were going to see boats and priests, which was kind of a funny thing to see. And there were five people in this little mastermind group, and all of them manifested seeing boats. Even the woman that lives in Arizona, far from any ocean or far from any body of water, she saw a boat. And then they all saw priests. But once they had to give up. So it's really fun to make it fun, and that's the whole point of it. I think people are getting together and doing this, which makes it so nice. The energy is just building, and people say, oh, let's E-square it, you know, let's make it happen. It's become a verb. But anyway, it's just really fun to come up with your own little experiments and to try these things, and I just love the stories. Like, here's one that I thought was fun. One guy decided he was going to look for a red ball, and his didn't show up in the 48 hours, but like a day later, he was driving to work, and in the same intersection where he had before manifested, I don't know, he was looking for cars that time, this red ball bounces out of nowhere into the intersection. In fact, he sent me a picture, and he wrote, you know, abracadabra up on the ball, and so I posted a blog post about that. But these are the kind of, you know, miracle stories that I'm hearing, you know, day after day after day.
You have a wonderful explanation of the meaning of abracadabra. I didn't know this until I read it in the book. Can you say what it means?
Yeah, the original definition, it was an Aramaic word for I will create as I speak. And, you know, when magicians say that, it's like I'm creating as I speak. So that's kind of a cool definition to know.
And when I say I will open myself up to the field of potentiality, I will give it 48 hours, I will in that time receive a sign and a blessing, what I'm doing is then I am creating that as I speak it. I'm opening a door to allow myself to perceive that.
Right, exactly. And it's always us opening ourselves. It's not really, you know, trying to urge the force to come to our aid. The force is always there. It's just a matter of us opening up to be able to see it.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Oh, this is good stuff. And I love that people are coming together in groups to work on this. That taps back into what we were talking about at the very beginning about how we not only change our lives, but we change everything. We change that fabric, that connection that holds us all together.
Exactly. And that's why this is so exciting. I mean, what we're doing, you know, you in Michigan, me in Kansas, I mean, right now with us talking about this and, you know, kind of adding to the energy, I mean, it's helping people all over the world. And that's an important thing for us to remember. You know, we don't have to be, you know, going somewhere right within our own heart, you know, and that connection that we have, we can actually make a big difference.
You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Pam Grout. We'll be right back after this.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activation. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest is Pam Grout, and her new book is E-Squared, 9 Do-It-Yourself Experiments That Prove Your Thoughts Create Your Reality. You can find out more about Pam and her work at pamgrout.com. And Pam, I pulled a little phrase out of the book, a little nugget that I just wanted to read and kind of get your take on it. Again, it's something that made me feel all tingly with possibility and at the same time a little worried about what I was creating in my life. So here's what you wrote. The minute you make an intention, you create it. It's instantaneous. It exists as an actual thing. You don't see it yet because you're still operating from linear time. So the minute I make an intention, I have created the thing. Is you've done that in your life, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. In fact, the other day I was talking to somebody and they were talking about how they made intentions and it didn't happen. And I'm thinking, really? I mean, you know, because to me it's just so natural and normal that it's like, wow, how could that not have not have happened. But I think what happens is we have to get on those channels, you know, tuning into that radio station where the thing exists. Or as the analogy I use in the book, you know, we've created the intention, but the thing that we created still is up on 17th floor and we're still down on 2nd floor. So, you know, we have to get in alignment with the intention and with the joy and the happiness where all that stuff can flow really easily. And that's our main job, to get in alignment with our source, which our source, of course, you know, it's constantly there, it's constantly created, it's constantly expansive, but because we're like on the wrong radio station, we're not actually seeing it in our physical reality. And again, we're still, you know, operating in linear time, and until, you know, so we're waiting, we're not seeing everything that's all around us.
How can we begin to move from the 2nd floor up to the 17th floor?
Well, by doing these experiments, for one thing, and to just being open to the possibility. I mean, all that we know gets in our way. Again, we're taught all these things, like this is a that, you know, all these labels, all these rules, and this is how we're taught. So that's all in our unconscious. And so as long as we're operating from that, you know, that those rules and those, you know, all that negativity that we were taught as kids, we're not going to get to the 17th floor. We have to open up and be in the moment. I mean, right now, in this moment, there is so much power, so much love. And as long as, and whenever we're not here in this moment, you know, that old operating system, you know, comes into play. And that operating system, you know, still believes in all the problems and the limitations and all that. So as soon as we, you know, are in the moment and in this rich, ripe moment, then we can catapult into, you know, recognizing the blessings and the gifts and getting to 17th floor. So it's always important to stay in the moment and to really be open and surrender all the old beliefs that we were taught that this stuff doesn't happen. I mean, you know, in physics principles, I really am interested in quantum physics. And in quantum physics, you know, we are connected to every single thing. So, you know, that thing that we created, we're connected to it, but we're not seeing it yet because we're also connected to that negativity and that sort of thing. So it's so important to surrender what we think we know. Surrender all, let go of the shore, I guess, is another way to look at it. Let go of the shore.
Yes. And there's that feeling that something that the people share with me often is, I've done everything. I said all the affirmations, right? I want a pony. I deserve a pony. I am creating a pony. I will have my pony now. But the pony's not there. There must be something wrong with me. But what I hear you saying is that we have to kind of bring our vibration up to the place where the pony already exists.
Exactly. I mean, to say that the pony's not there is like coming from a place of want. The truth is, we have everything. We have everything now, but we live in this place of want, this place of need, this place of, oh, I don't have it. And as long as we're living in that place, it's a fine little distinction, but we're focused really more on the lack instead of on what we have. I mean, gratitude is always the most important thing. I mean, the more we can resonate with gratitude and with love and with what I think is truth with a capital T, the quicker those things will, you know, come into our vision. But we keep thinking we don't have this, that we don't have that. And then we're focused completely on that lack. And so even wanting something to a certain degree, and especially all the work we put into it, I mean, the best tool that I can ever teach is to have a good time, is to, you know, people sometimes will write me and say, oh, my manifestation didn't happen. And so I always send back this little blog post I wrote, but about having fun and about, you know, putting on some music and dancing, or about going out and, you know, seeding dollar bills around town, like leaving them in library books or, you know, at a magazine cart or something. But, you know, going around and doing things that make you feel good. And when you start feeling good, everything, you know, then good starts happening for you. But we block it with our efforts, our complete, oh, let's try. I'm going to try so hard, and I'm going to make this work, and I'm going to force it. You can't force it to happen. You have to just open up, and it's more like finessing things into happening.
Well, and that gratitude piece is so important. And I always have to say now for myself, because I tend to be a little sarcastic, not the sarcastic gratitude, like, oh, thanks a lot, universe. I'm really grateful for this. But genuine gratitude completely pulls you into the present moment, absolutely brings you into that place of what is now, what is before me right now. So even if what I'm being grateful for is the pen that I have that allows me to write on this piece of paper, my hands that hold the pen, that, right, taking it down to that level can absolutely bring you into the present. And I agree with you that all manifestation, I believe all healing, all divine connection, all happens only from the present moment.
Right, and in that, where we're really connected, you know, to our source, to the field of potentiality, as long as we're not in alignment with it, we're never going to see things coming in. We have to get in alignment, and alignment is love for everything. You know, I mean, source has nothing but love for everybody, everything, and anytime we're judging or we're not forgiving or whatever, we're not totally in alignment with our source, because, or even believing that we wouldn't have something. How could that even be in a world where we're connected to everything? It's like, I mean, that's just like doesn't compute in to source, you know. So if we're actually believing that we need this or we don't have this, then we're not really in alignment with you know, our true nature.
Mm. There's a wonderful story in the book about a woman who says and decides that she's going to manifest a trip, and then she makes it happen and actually brings a friend along with her. I loved that story because it was so much fun, but something really concrete came out of that. Is that something that you'd want to share with the
This is a person, this woman talks a lot about prosperity, and I think a lot of people, when they do these principles, they want to do prosperity. They want money. I mean, that's a big focus, I think, for a lot of people. But her name is Edwene Gaines, and she does go around and speak about these principles a lot. But what happened when she was first introduced to these principles, she was told, you know, to make a list of things that she wanted, and kind of top on her list was she wanted to manifest a trip to Mexico. So, you know, she started doing what her teacher had taught her to do, you know, do the affirmations, go out and make yourself feel rich, you know, do all these things. And so, and then her teacher said something to her like, you know, you need to go out and make yourself, you know, be who you really are, which is, you know, a person that has everything, you know, an unlimited being. So go out and do something that makes you feel rich. You know, it's like practice being rich, because, you know, that's how she saw it, that she would need to get her trip to Mexico. So she says, okay, well, at the grocery store, I think she was a single mom or something, and so she, at the grocery store, she's always like skimping, just buying what she has to have. So she decided she was going to go to the grocery store and make herself feel rich. So she buys these little stuffed olives, because to her, that's what rich people ate. And so anyway, she calls her friend Lana, and she says, Lana, I'm coming over. Let's act like we're rich. And so she goes, get out your bottle of wine, and, you know, we'll sit by the pool and pretend like we're rich, and we'll pretend like we're going to Mexico, because a lot of it is imagination, you know, and getting into that feeling, you know. So anyway, so she goes over to her friend Lana's. They have this really wonderful time. They sit by the pool and they just pretend like they are in Mexico, and they pretend that they're doing this. And Lana said, you know, this is so much fun. I'm going to go to Mexico with you. So anyway, Edwene makes a reservation. This is back when you didn't have to pay for it yet. You know, she calls up the travel agency. She makes a reservation. Lana makes her reservations. And then in a couple weeks, you know, Lana calls her and says, oh, guess what? My mom thought that was so cool. We're going to Mexico. She bought my ticket. And so anyway, Edwene's like, well, I'm the one doing the affirmations. But anyway, so she gets a call from the travel agent. The travel agent says, you know, Edwene, you need to come down here and pay for these, or I'm going to have to let them go. And so Edwene thinks, you know, I think I'll go over to my mom's house. She kind of had this little intuition to go over to her mom's house. And she says, I'm sure what I was thinking is that my mom would hear the story about Lana's mom paying for her ticket. Maybe she'd buy my ticket. So she goes over there and says, oh, Mom, guess what? We're going to Mexico, and Lana's mom bought her ticket. Isn't that wonderful? And Lana's mom's, or and Edwene's mom says to her, well, that's sweet of Lana's mom. What are you going to do? So she's like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? And she's talking to the force. She's saying, you know what? I've done everything I got to do. You better put up or shut up here. So her mom, before she left, you know, she's like desperate. I mean, she's supposed to be down at the travel agent any time to pick up these tickets, or else, you know, she's going to give them away. So her mom says, hey, would you mind running out to the mailbox and, you know, picking up my mail? So Lana goes out there, and there is this letter. It's addressed to her, and she's thinking, who's this from? I mean, she didn't recognize the name, and she hadn't lived in her mom's house for like 4 or 5 years, and, you know, she just couldn't imagine what this was from. So anyway, she opens up the letter, and in it is a woman that she used to live with who had gotten married. That's why she didn't recognize the name. And she says, Dear Lana, she says, remember that Salvation Army furniture that we bought, you know, when we lived together as roommates? Well, I've gotten married, and I ended up selling that furniture. And as it turns out, some of it was antiques and some of it was pretty valuable, and I didn't really feel right keeping all the money because, after all, we both worked hard to, you know, furnish that little apartment. And she says, so I just wanted to send you half of the money. And so here, this amount of money that she sent her was the exact amount she needed to buy her ticket to Mexico, plus an extra $100 or something like that for, you know, for her to have spending money. So it's like, it goes back to that example of, you know, how is not up to me. I mean, we can conceive all these ideas of how we think some manifestation is going to come to us, but the more we can let go and get aligned with Source, I mean, the Source has, you know, no limits whatsoever, and it can come up with, a million different ways to, you know, create our good. So anyway, that's kind of the fun story about Ed Wayne.
Oh, I love it. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Pam Grout. We'll be right back after this.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. You didn't know I could play the piano like that, did you? But that's me, and that's my singing voice, too. People don't always know from listening to me speak that that's what I sound like. That was me performing live right here on the air. This is Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Pam Grout. You can probably play the piano like that, too, right, Pam?
Well, yeah. I sound just like that.
Pam's new book is E-Squared, 9 Do-It-Yourself Experiments That Prove Your Thoughts Create Your Reality. And we were talking a little bit off the air, Pam, about the life that you have manifested yourself using these principles, the thing that inspired the book. You have created a life for yourself that lets you travel all over the world. And I'm wondering, people must want to know, what is it like to be you on a good day? You don't have to share what it's like to be you on the bad day when the washer breaks and the dog runs away. But how have you done this?
Well, I really believe that it's it all goes back to gratitude. And every morning I get up and I say, something amazingly awesome is going to happen to me today. And truly, something always does happen. I also have a little, what I call my power posse, and we text each other blessings. And the thing that really changed for me, I've always been one that was, you know, grateful. I'm grateful for my daughter. I'm grateful for my career. But what we do is each day we have to come up with new blessings. And I feel like it's kind of turned me into Lewis and Clark. You know, I'm out there scouting new territory every day, you know, new blessings. As you become more and more aware of your blessings, more and more blessings come to you. And the thing about traveling, I made the intention I wanted to travel. I had nary a clue how I was going to make that happen. However, I did know that I had nary a clue, and so I just had to surrender it. I mean, most people, they think they want to travel, so their obvious way is, okay, I've got to get a job, I've got to save up money, and I'll take a vacation and I'll go travel. I mean, that is the way that most people come up with how they're going to travel. Well, that didn't really work for me, but again, I had no clue how I was going to make that happen. But the universe, which has answers and is connected to everything, knew about this profession called travel writing that I didn't even know about. And so little by little, as I began, you know, doing what I loved, writing about travel, traveling, just opportunities kept opening up for me. And like in the last year, for example, I mean, I've been to Africa. I have been to Turkey. I mean, this is just in the last couple months. I've been to Florida. I mean, I've been to like 6 countries this year. I've been to the Cook Islands, which is out in the South Pacific. I've been to Belize and Honduras and Mexico. And, you know, I'm just constantly being invited to go on these exciting adventures. And again, it's because I write about them. And anyway, so it was one of those perfect examples of how is not up to me. You know, I just made that intention. I want to travel, but I was smart enough to know that I don't know how to make that happen. So I had to let it go. And I think the more you let go and the more you surrender to, you know, infinite sources wisdom, you know, the field of potentialities wisdom, because everything's possible. Anything's possible. But as long as you hold on to your idea of how it's going to happen, well, then you block it. So you really do have to let go. And I think, you know, I'm the prime example of someone who just let go because it was so obvious I had no clue how to make that happen. That, you know, so it did happen. And it's been just, you know, such a gift and such a joy. And my daughter, who is now 20 and in college, she was able to travel with me a lot. I mean, she's been all over the place. And so it's just really been a great life, and it kind of all goes back to, you know, setting intentions and then letting go and trusting and aligning myself as much as possible with the field of potentiality and letting it work its magic and not holding on to what I believe is true. You know, this is the way it is. Because a lot of people are really hung up on that idea that, oh, well, you have to have that 9-to-5 job, you know, that 8-hour job. I mean, that's just a real belief. That's a real paradigm that exists in our culture, and you do have to let go of that, and that's a tough one to let go of because it's been pretty much ingrained and pounded into our head from the time we're, you know, babies.
Yes, and I love what you're saying about the magic of you creating the life that you want, and I just am feeling guided to say it's doubly magic because it's not just like Pam gets to do what she wants and it makes her happy, but it's through you living that and being happy, but you're also communicating that to us through your writing and now through your book and through speaking. You are communicating your own joy, but also opening people up to the potential for their joy.
Right,
the
exactly.
Pony or the trip to Mexico or whatever it is, that people can connect with that.
And because I think that's one of the real keys. We're not happy because we go to Mexico. We're happy, and then we can go to Mexico. You know what I mean? It's like happy. We can be happy in whatever situation we're in. I mean, Viktor Frankl wrote that book, Search for Meaning. I mean, he was able to be happy even in a concentration camp. That is our job, is to be happy. And only we are the commander of our thoughts. We are the commander. And so it is our job. I always kind of hate that word. It is our responsibility. Yeah, that's kind of a loaded word as well, but it is our task to make ourselves happy and to believe in possibility. And as we do that, the happiness is what opens the channels for all the good to come. So we can block it and then, you know, be miserable, or we can become happy. It doesn't matter what we're doing. I mean, yeah, the trips are great, but you know what's really amazing is just being happy. Like, I love to tell the story. I was scheduled to go to Belize in last December for the end of the Mayan calendar, you know, whenever that was, December 21st or whatever. Well, I ended up having some kind of back thing, so I had to, you know, cancel out the day before. But I lay in that bed, you know, because I couldn't move. I had some back deal. I was joyously happy. And people would go, what? How could you be happy? You're laying in bed. You didn't get to go to Belize. But you know what? It didn't matter that I wasn't in Belize. And I did end up going to Belize the next month and the back healed and all that kind of stuff. But it really isn't what you're doing. It's that state within your own head. And that's our task, again, is to become happy. And again, as we do that, and to know that it is our choice. I mean, it's not circumstances out there. It's what's within us, and that's our responsibility. And as we do that, everything just starts working. I mean, it's just, it is kind of magic. I mean, that's the abracadabra is get happy and stuff comes. We think it's the opposite. Well, I'll be happy when I get the new car, when I get the trip to Mexico, when I get, you know, that's not it. It's like putting the cart before the horse. It's just the opposite. Get happy, and then that stuff happens.
And it brings us back to the present moment.
Exactly.
My ability to be grateful, to see what I have now, what is now, even if it's not what I want or what I like, to see what is now and be grateful, to find that potential in the present moment, unlocks all of the rest of this.
You got it, sister.
Well, now I'm not afraid to go fill out my lab sheet. Okay, so I commit to you on the air, I am going to go now and fill out my lab sheet for that first experiment in the book to give that, to open myself up for 48 hours to see how I connect with that field of potentiality and also ask for a blessing. So I commit to that, Pam. I'm going to do it.
Oh, excellent. Well, be sure you email me or call me or whatever and let me know, you know, the results of your experiment.
I will let you know, and I commit to that, too. We are now, darn it, I need a longer show. I say this every week, more hours of the show, but we're at the end of our time. Can you let the listeners know how they can connect with you online?
Yeah, I'm at pamgrout.com. I'm also Twitter, Pam Grout, and then, you know, I have a fan page on Facebook, Pam Grout. So all, yeah, if you just remember my name, you'll be able to find me. I'm all over the place.
I'm
so,
detecting a theme there, Pam Grout, pamgrout.com. Pam, thank you so much for being on the show today. What great fun. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you.
That was Pam Grout. Her new book is E-Squared, 9 Do-It-Yourself Experiments That Prove Your Thoughts Create Your Reality. And that's all the time we have for today. Please do head over to KarenHager.com and click on everything. And don't forget to join me right here next week for another wonderful and fun show where we try to bring you inspiration, information, a little bit of enlightenment, and okay, maybe a little bit of laughter too. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show, Out of the Fog, with Karen Hager. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective. Learn to heal yourself and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.